this because you won't conform. They hate you for the greatness of your achievement. They hate you for your integrity. They hate you because they know they can neither corrupt you nor rule you. They won't let you survive.
And can you be corrupted or ruled? Or do you have integrity? Are you true to yourself and you're not bent by peer pressure? You don't blow in the wind with any opinion that someone else happens to have, and you don't know how to form your own opinions. You don't know how to hold on to them. That's from the movie The Fountainhead. And the author of the book, The Fountainhead, is Ayn Rand, A-Y-N-R-A-N-D. And I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. The show's The Rational Basis of Happiness. And if you're feeling like somebody is envious of you because of the good in you, not because you're a bad person, but because of your virtues, because you're honest, or because you have ambition, and because you're productive, and because you love falling in love, and it's a wonderful feeling. If they're envious of you and they try to pull you down, stay away from them. Learn how to put up barriers to protect yourself from the people who could hurt you, or at least try to talk with them. Maybe if there's somebody in your life, a child, or sometimes a mother's jealous of a child, maybe they need to sit down and talk and air their feelings so that the mother can release the jealousy and the child can thrive. Again, I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. My show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. My number is toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. I'm a clinical psychologist here to take your calls and questions on anything that's troubling you, from your kids to romance to problems with a coworker to problems at work. Pick up the phone and give me a call toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER, Dr. Kenner. And right now, I want to welcome Caleb to the show. Caleb, you're falling in love, and you're a little uncomfortable with the feeling?
Yeah, a little bit. It's a kind of a crazy time in my life. I've been through some kind of rough relationships in the past, and I just recently met this girl. She was kind of stranded, and she said I kind of rescued her, sort of. She was walking down the road one night, 2-something in the morning, and I was going to get some food with one of my roommates, and I was like, this girl is walking down kind of a sketchy road. It's like 25 degrees outside. Like, maybe she needs some help. But I didn't want to stop at first because I thought she was going to, feel, sketched out because some random guy.
Right.
So I didn't. I kept going. And then my roommate said something like, nah, you can't do that. And then I thought about it again, and I was like, I need to say something because she's in a rough spot,
Yeah.
So she ended up walking a little further down the street. And when we were on our way back from getting food, I saw she was kind of getting near where we live. So
yeah.
I waited for her to, walk another 100 feet or so in front of our apartment. I went outside with some food in my hand so she would know that, I wasn't threatening.
Right.
And I just, asked her if she needed some help and all that. And she kind of came inside and gave me a little backstory on her friends and how she wasn't really in a good place in her life. Well, since then, we've probably hung out every single day for about a week and a half.
Yeah.
And she says that I'm, like, one of the greatest things that's happened to her. And it's kind of scary for me because I had a fiance that I lost about 2 years ago, and it really shook my world up because it was one of two relationships that I'd had, a 3-year, and then this one was a 5-year.
Yeah.
And I joined the military for her, engaged to her, and it was really impacting on the outcome. She ended up with one of my friends, and it just wasn't good. And now I'm starting to have some of the same emotions for this girl that I had when I, started falling for my ex-fiance.
Yeah.
So, I'm just really trying to understand how I can control this so that it's not such a wild ride for me. Because, it's really affecting my life. Like, I can't eat sometimes. I can't really sleep very well. And it's invading my thoughts and my personal life.
Okay.
And, I like this girl. I just want to do it the right way.
Okay. So here's, I have one word of advice, and then we'll talk about it a little bit. And the piece of advice is questions, very gentle questions to yourself, as if you're your own best friend, Caleb. You want to ask yourself, what am I feeling? What are the thoughts behind it? What makes me attracted to her? And you can answer, let me just give you a sampling of the thoughts, the questions you can ask yourself. Notice they're all questions. This is the stuff that's going to be, your mind's going to be wrapped in anyway. But you want to capture those questions and take each one of them seriously and try to answer them a little later on. So the questions are on the order of, Is this girl, she was in a bad place in her life. Does she have good character? Is she honest? Do I like her or do I feel trapped a little with her because she kind of was astray off the street? Or is she a lovely person through no fault of her own, befell bad times? And even if someone is in that situation, Caleb, that doesn't mean you have to stay with that person. What about my past? You can have a whole series of questions about your past. Am I fearful of being injured again? Do I think my best friend might betray me? What other questions might you have? As I'm saying them, my guess is a few are going through your own mind.
I mean, there's so much, really. I mean, that last relationship, I mean, it created so many questions in my head. Just from, self-esteem issues with, her going off with somebody else that, was also important to me. There's a lot of trust issues that come with that.
Right.
And that's been about the last 2 years of battling for me. I haven't dated or anything. So this is like, it's a big step for me. I guess some of the main issues for me is, how can I avoid being in that place again where someone had so much control over me that all I wanted to do was, satisfy them and make sure that they were enjoying themselves and living a good life and they're happy and taken care of. And
okay, then I have a second piece of advice. A good, healthy relationship is not a one-way street. It's not you catering to her because you make yourself into a slave, and it won't take long. I mean, this is that lovely beginning of a relationship where you feel those wonderful feelings, and I don't want to take those away. Without diminishing those, you want to keep an extra ear open and an eye open for the fact that you want to be good to yourself. You want to value yourself. And the word I want to give you is trade. Any good romantic relationship or any relationship feels like a relationship of equals. You value her. She reciprocates. And it doesn't feel like you're the caretaker of somebody. It doesn't feel like you're the enabler making her totally powerless and totally in your, under your wing, and she's going to resent you very soon for that. Both people need to grow in a relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's going through your mind now?
Well, I definitely see where, it's in my personality to cater to people and to kind of try to be that person that they've never had before, because I was in the same shoes one day.
Yeah.
And I still haven't gotten out of those shoes, so I guess I try to, be what I would want to have.
Yeah, but you need to learn that, I was one of those people too, and most of us were, where any good person tries to do for other people, and the person that they feel embarrassed about doing for is whom?
Kind of myself.
Right, and what are you asking for? Self-esteem. You don't get self-esteem by licking somebody else's boots. So it's got to be a relationship of equals. And if you try to be otherism focused, it's actually called altruism, which sounds like a good word, but philosophically, it's the cancer in relationships. You kill yourself. You're the first victim, and then the other person's going to resent you. I would highly, highly, highly recommend a book that took me 8.5 years to write with Dr. Ed Locke, and it goes into this in detail. It talks about finding your soulmate, how to make yourself lovable, how to set up a trader relationship, T-R-A-D-E-R, where even with affection, it isn't, I make the bed one day and my husband makes it the next. It's that we both feel like the relationship is fair. We both fully have self-esteem. We don't lose ourselves. The name of the book is The Selfish path to romance. And we don't mean that in the negative way, selfish. We mean self-valuing, the selfish path to romance. And you can get that on Amazon.com, or you could put in my name, Ellen Kenner. Listen, thank you so much for the call, and I wish you a wonderful trader relationship with your next partner.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke.
Understanding where emotions come from will make you a better romantic partner. Sadness is due to the perceived loss of a value. Depression is a more extreme form of sadness, which may involve painful loss or the conviction that one is no good, that life is no good, and that things will never get better. Anxiety stems from your appraisal that there's a threat to your values, often involving uncertainty. Frequently, this threat is of a psychological nature, such as a perceived threat to your self-esteem. Fear is your response to the perception of imminent danger, usually a physical threat, or of your perception of the imminent loss of an important value.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.